This is the Closet Geek, episode 118 for March 31st, 2016.
Woo!
Woo! Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out to the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the latest and in geeky news. I am your host, Barry Rickson. With me, I have Ryan and Michael tonight.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen.
I held my finger up and I have this white stuff on it. I'm like, what the heck? I thought it was lotion because I just put lotion on it. It's resin.
So that means you've been working.
Like, your pinky nail's not long enough for that sort of white resin.
That means you've been working on some cosplay stuff then.
Yes, I have.
Sweet. Well, that's we are sorry that John is not here tonight. He is not feeling well, dealing with doing his chemotherapy for his condition. So, but
that's more information than we've just given out before.
You just dropped the bomb.
You just dropped
the keyword.
No, John. Damn. John mentioned that he had surgery and cancer on the show already.
Okay. When he listens to this episode, he'll be like, "Dude."
Well, if that was too much information, I apologize. So he's
nah, it's all good.
Anyway, let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about geeky stuff we've done throughout the week.
I almost went to the other thing, that's why.
Things we love and things we can recommend for you guys to check out. So, Ryan, since we kind of mentioned what you have been doing, why don't you start us off this week?
Okay, well, let's see. I haven't watched Daredevil season 2 yet.
Oh, it's so good. I just finished binge watching it.
I haven't caught up to the last episode of Flash yet. With Super-
yeah, that's Flash is doing really well.
I guess I shouldn't say what I haven't done. What have I done?
There you go.
Let's see. Been playing some World of Warcraft. Got my Hearthstone achievement, new character.
Oh, there you go.
I have been working in the shop doing some casting. I'm casting a helmet and a face mask and I did some fiberglass stuff today, making Wookiee underskulls. And there was something else I wanted to say that was kind of cool, but now I can't remember. Dang it. It was geeky, too. I totally forgot.
Oh, anyway. Must have not been that geeky.
It's like everyday stuff for me, just like John was saying. John said, I haven't done a lot, and then he goes on for an hour about the 15 books
John.
He read yesterday.
Yeah, right?
So that's it for now. I'll remember when you guys are talking.
That's cool. No, that works. We're okay with that. So for all we know, that John's probably watching live right now. If he's sick, he could be watching right now. So you never know. If you're in the chat room, say hello.
Hey, if he's well enough to watch, he's well enough to broadcast.
There you go.
Not if he's
that's not true.
Every 5 minutes.
I know. Yeah. Be like, hey guys. Wow, that's pretty
that's
impressive.
Awesome. All right, Mike, what'd you do geeky these last couple weeks?
Oh man, I watched all of Jessica Jones.
Yep.
I liked it. It was really good.
It started off really slow for me, but the ending was like really good.
See, it started off perfectly fine for me. It was well paced, and it was really just an emotional roller coaster, going through this essentially story of an abusive relationship and how it's affected her and everyone around her.
Yeah.
It's I don't know what everybody, why everybody talked so bad about the first few episodes. Everybody's like, oh, I don't know why there was all this and this. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's like I read some of the reviews and everybody like went off about all like, you know, hardcore sex scenes and all this stuff. And I was what? What are you guys talking about?
It wasn't sex scenes at all.
It depends on who you ask.
Yes,
that's some what people. Was happening, but it I thought it was done in a very artistic and emotionally driving point for the show. It was more about the character interaction and the emotional content of what was going on, not the act itself. Of course, if you're not empathetic enough to understand people, geez. Anyway, but
don't you know that sex is evil?
No, it's not
evil. Good. All right. No, but I really enjoyed Jessica Jones. I loved the crossover information between the shows, including the crossover information in second season of Daredevil, you know, referencing Jessica Jones.
I haven't seen it yet.
And, you know, referencing Luke Cage.
Spoilers!
He's got a new show coming out.
Yeah, and he's gonna have a show coming out as well. Iron Fist, right? Luke Cage, Iron Fist.
No, well, he's Power Man.
He's Power Man.
Oh, Power Man.
Power Man and Iron Fist did team up
for
a long time.
They're usually teamed up for a lot.
I get them mixed up.
He's Danny.
Yeah. Okay. I think they might see Power Man also started the Heroes for Hire. Yeah. So they might talk about that.
I will be honest with Jessica Jones. I was surprised at the ending though, because it's been out long enough, so there's really no spoilers involved.
Yeah, that's fine.
And because I figure at this point in time, either you're gonna binge watch it like I did and enjoy it, or not watch it. But I wasn't expecting Kilgrave to be killed off at the end. That really surprised me.
Oh man, you ruined it.
but at the same time, it's like, was he truly killed, or was it, you know, a suggested
It's a comic
outcome,
book show. Anyone ever actually die?
Yeah.
Just like in the comic books.
People die in the comics. There's plenty of superheroes and comic people who have never coming back. Of course, it's because usually their comics suck and they get canceled, but they die. Okay.
Yeah.
So superheroes, great. I have yet to see Batman versus Superman, but I'll get to it. I'm thinking.
I did see Deadpool though.
Yeah, Deadpool was fun. I definitely agree. It was great. Even though. We'll talk more about Batman and Superman in the news since it came out this last weekend.
Yeah.
The update patch 3.25 came out for Final Fantasy, which reminded me once again that I am far behind on content. I did get caught up with the story. Now I'm just kind of fleshing out and getting the new gear and everything that's coming out. But I enjoy it. I just love the fact that there's... always something to do.
Loot crate. I subscribed for a year.
Oh nice. Wow. I love loot crate.
Nice. Loot crate.
So
that is very geeky.
There you go. Yeah. I've been geeking out with LARP so much that I wore out my elf ears. You know, between cleaning them, taking them off, putting them on, and so forth. The latex eventually just thins out, and it finally tore last night. And so while waiting for the show to start, I ordered new ears today. So
how much are they?
With shipping, it was $24.
So yeah, with shipping, it was $24. And they're through Aradani Costumes out of Tennessee. And they, it's just great product. So it's $12 for the ears, $5 to have them airbrushed to a specific skin tone. I am a medium skin tone because I have a more olive or darker complexion, especially during the summer when I start to tan.
Yeah. I don't tan.
Why is that? Not me, man. Yeah. I tan like green tan.
That's how Wendy is, our sister. She tans and she looks like a different ethnicity when she's tanned.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. So I think that's cool.
I look Indian or something like Arabic.
Yeah, I always get the are you Italian?
Which is,
you know, like,
oh yeah, Italian. That's probably more accurate.
Yeah, but works for me
because I have a big nose.
You know.
Well, yeah, you know.
Are you saying Italians have big nose?
Whoa.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm just teasing. Know.
Nice.
What I meant was my nose is more European than Middle Eastern.
So,
yeah.
I think.
Anything?
No, it's fine. Else? No, it's. Last night was just a hardcore story for LARP. It was pretty awesome to see, you know, my character is getting involved in the bureaucratic and political scene of a certain city, and I stepped up to the plate and was like, I'm going to do this and this and this. I'm going to, you know, get involved and really kind of put myself out there to increase my reputation, and sure enough. This job I was promising to do for somebody, like it, the whole adventure was essentially me leading a group of people through these streets and getting things, you know, done. And our goal was to get a hostage back in, you know, and make sure they were returned, you know, to the person. And the hostage was to be returned in return. The two people who were holding the hostage were going to get an alleviated sentence by handing over the hostage and turning themselves in willingly. Somebody in as a PC was hired by the person who was holding the hostage to go and assassinate the hostage before we got to them to undermine the whole deal. And basically throw her people, you know, to the flames, but undermine what the other party wanted in the deal. I was so pissed because I was like, you've ruined all this, you know, bureaucratic and political movement I've been doing for the last couple of months. But after like calming down and not killing the person who did that.
That's good. That's,
you know, well, you know, they came out and came, you know, they came clean. We didn't have to, you know, interrogate them and pump them full of truth serum to get them to tell the truth. So, you know, it, you know, there's something to that. No, but what was crazy is this person who was assassinated, we had her body and we were thinking, oh, let, you know, let's turn it over because they wanted this hostage and so forth. But then we were like, wait, we have to stop this big, huge gang war from, you know, basically turning this city inside out because this deal went south. But one party pretty much got what they wanted. But the other party who wanted this hostage only got these two people to turn themselves in for no seemingly no apparent reason for this kidnapping. And we're like, but if the body disappears, it gives that other party a political reason to back out and not have to alleviate sentences for something that didn't happen. And so I ended up carting off the body through the underground, you know, basically to hide the fact that an assassination ever happened. So they just went missing. So I'm not at fault for not getting them and turning them over because I got at least the kidnappers to turn themselves in. So we basically covered up an assassination as a
good
group.
Good job, man. Good job.
In order to alleviate our political concerns with the city. It was pretty funny. It's just, politics and bureaucracy, it's becoming a joy of mine in LARP. It kind of brings me back to my Vampire the Masquerade LARP days, where all it was political intrigue, you know?
Yeah.
But so there's my LARP geek moment where, you know, it's just I was ready to just gank some PCs, but it turned out that it might turn out in my favor anyway. So that's good.
Good.
So anyway, what about you, Barry?
Sweet. Well, last week I had the Closet Geek Gaming stream, and I ended up playing Heroes of the Storm, where I played Murky all night long. Now, Murky is a Murloc from World of Warcraft. Like, exactly.
Yeah, you got it.
And so he's my favorite character of all time in that game. He's just so much fun. And, like, because you can die constantly, and then you respawn three or four seconds later because you have an egg that you hatch out of. So you can plant the egg anywhere on the map, and you'll hatch out of that egg wherever, you know, if you died on one side of the map and you just go back to your egg. But if your egg is destroyed and then you're killed, you have to respawn like everyone else. But so your mentality about not dying kind of like goes out the window. And part of the way how I play Murky is I just get in the middle of everything and I start sliming everyone because that's one of his moves. And then eventually you gain a talent that even when you die, your slime ability goes off. And there's this moment where I was running into two assassins, Nova and Vala, and I slimed them, and I was just beating on them, and they're both whittling down, and then they thought they were so cool because they were about to, Nova shot me one last time, but they were each on each side of me, and then my ability of doing my slime attack again went off when I died and killed them both at the same time, and it was just glorious. It was just like, I was like, I was just cheering, and it was a glorious moment. But I had a lot of fun doing that. Other gaming stuff, you know, I was able to also played some a lot more Heroes lately, and then got some Rocket League in and had some fun doing that. But I finished two books. I finally finished Bands of Mourning by Brandon Sanderson. It's his latest Mistborn novel, and super super good. But then he wrote a novella called Secrets of Mistborn, which ties into the original trilogy, but also gives kind of spoilers to the new trilogy. But it was all about one of the characters and more about this character, and it just like blew my mind.
How when you say novella, how many pages is that?
I don't know how many it was, but I mean,
how long did it take you to read?
It probably was only like 100 pages.
Oh, okay, so it's like a before bed read.
Yeah, it's not that long at all. And it's only digital.
Say so.
It's only digitally, so I didn't know. I didn't know how many pages, but
that's one thing that kills me about reading books is they read so dang fast.
So
I'm like, I don't have another book to read yet.
But it was really, really good. I did go see Batman versus Superman on opening night.
Ooh.
And I really, really liked it.
So two thumbs up from the Barry.
Two thumbs up for me. I can understand why some people didn't like it. It was darker than like a Marvel movie would be.
DC.
Yeah,
DC's always been a little more dark than Marvel.
A lot of people didn't like it because Batman was more of like the Frank Miller Batman, where he didn't have problem killing people, and it was the kind of the same situation in this movie. Like when he took out the bad guys, sometimes he blew them up when they were in a car or something like that, and other things like that. It was really fun, but Ben Affleck. Fantastic. He did a fantastic job being Batman. Actually, all the acting was really, really good. I wasn't necessarily...
Did he use a gun?
I'm not going to say. You're just gonna have to watch
okay.
it.
Okay. Because well,
yes, besides, I know he did.
Well, no, I was just
seen
thinking
pictures of him.
Well, yeah, because I was gonna say it reminds me of the original like Detective Comics Batman, where you know if he needed to use a gun, he used a gun. He was, you know, he was resourceful. It's not like he had some sort of weird code, ethical code. He just fought crime however he needed to do so.
Batman has always had an ethical code, but sometimes it, you know, he just depending on the situation.
Hey, man, he was for a while there. He carried around a six shooter that was pretty awesome. So,
but super good. Wonder Woman was pretty awesome when she entered in for the fight scene with her Batman and Superman and Doomsday. Really, really good. Look forward to seeing her solo movie next year. So it gets you really pumped up for that. Jesse Eisenberg did a great job as Lex Luthor. I didn't necessarily like how they portrayed Lex Luthor, but his acting was really good on how they chose how to portray him, if that makes sense.
Well, it makes perfect sense that he played the character as directed and written. However, you're basically saying that they could have written it better?
Yeah,
or...
this isn't necessarily a spoiler, but he's kind of kooky and kind of crazy, and that's how he's portraying the character. Whereas I like the Lex Luthor that's, you know, he's crazy, but you don't know it because he's like calm and collected and
he's
evil.
Devious.
Yes, he's very sinister.
I like devious that. Or sinister Lex Luthor.
Yeah, I like that kind of Lex Luthor, but you know, I still appreciated everything.
He didn't go far enough to be like, oh gee, it's Joker, but Lex Luthor.
Yeah, no, it wasn't crazy like,
okay,
like
good,
Joker.
Good.
No.
We'll find out what Jared Leto does in a short little bit here. Yeah.
But obviously very, very wide open for, you know, the Justice League movie coming out. Flash, Aquaman, and Cyborg did have their cameo appearances in a certain way. Uh-huh. It wasn't just like, oh,
in the dream sequence.
It wasn't just like Barry
Allen, dream sequence.
Barry Allen this or, you know, this, but they actually showed them as their characters. So that was cool. And yeah, I think it's awesome. So go see it.
And it, yeah.
And
I will go see it.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, but that basically is it for me. So some gaming, movies and books and yeah, good times.
So the Weekly Geek.
That's right. Let's go to the Weekly Geek. The Weekly Geek. Where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week.
You know, since we're on the Batman Superman kick, let's just talk about how it did at the box office.
And hello to Mr. Lard in the chat room. He says,
hey, all six of them.
He said, don't worry, guys, I am here. All right.
You know,
Batman. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Batman Superman. Rotten Tomato, what is it? 39%
like,
from critics,
it's under
but
40.
Like 95% from
fans,
watchers. But it is getting a decent score on IMDb. Usually, they say anything it gets over a 7-star on IMDb is usually a good film. But of course, that is a user-rated. Search. So,
yeah. Well,
but
so Batman and Superman versus Superman made, as of yesterday, they have made over $200 million already. Over the weekend, I believe they made, 140, something like that. And, it is very successful. And actually, with Fandango tickets, it beat out, it was the most purchased superhero movie on Fandango, and not the most purchased movie because that title belongs to Star Wars: The Force Awakens, but it is the most purchased ticket for a superhero movie. So I thought that was really cool. So, you know, tons of people are excited, no matter how many naysayers are out there.
Oh.
There's twice as many people that wanted to see it. And so
I decided to get some updates on Rotten Tomatoes. It's 29% from critics, 71% from watchers, which the 71% really correlates with IMDb, which is at 7.4. So I think that's dropped from 7.9 when I saw it.
I'll admit that
earlier,
with the movie, if you don't understand some comic book stuff, like, you will be like,
well, especially if you don't understand the DC universe.
Well, I mean, there's some references, like, obviously there's a reference to, and they show it in the preview. You see Robin's suit that says, you know, that has the Joker's, you know, haha, the joke's on you, Batman. And obviously that's a nod to, you know, Jason Todd being killed by the Joker.
Ooh, so they went that direction.
Yeah. And so it, you know, and like he's, you know, Bruce Wayne like takes a moment and looks at that in part of the film. And so there's like things like that. Like you wouldn't know that if you didn't know the storyline. You'd be like,
because there's no reference.
They're like, yeah, why is that significant? And you're like, and then
what do they call those? They call them Easter eggs.
But the thing about that is, if you understand that, then you kind of also understand more of how Batman is portrayed, because he's a little bit more hardened and everything.
Why is he choosing to be the way he is?
Yeah, and so it's just like, well, he had, you know, Robin die, and they've also kind of hinted like, this is the Jared Leto Joker that killed him. So a younger Joker at the time killed him. And then we'll see, because we know that Batman does make an appearance in the Suicide Squad movie. And
oh, really?
Yes.
I apparently missed that.
He makes
it. No, he shows him on top of the car. And Harley and Joker in the car.
But also, he apparently goes to... what's her name? The main person over Argus that creates the Suicide Squad. I can't remember her name.
Amanda Waller?
Amanda Waller. Thank you.
She's dead now in the Arrow series, I think.
Because that has nothing to do with the movies.
That's not connected. Yeah, I know.
But you know, they've already talked about how Batman, like Amanda Waller, goes into her office at Argus in, like, you know, because Argus is the DC version of S.H.I.E.L.D. if people aren't familiar with that. And she goes into her office and Batman's just in there waiting for her. And then basically the conversation.
As Batman?
Yeah, as Batman. And the conversation goes like, you know, if these lunatics do anything that they're not supposed to do, I'm going to hold you personally responsible for this, you know, little team you're making. So basically going there to make sure she knows
that Batman intimidation.
Yeah, Batman is watching you. So that's cool. I'm still a little iffy on the whole Suicide Squad movie. The last trailer made it a little bit more like, ooh, kind of excited me about it.
Oh, side note about the Superman versus Batman movie.
Yes.
This is DC Universe, people. This is Warner Brothers. Don't stay until after the credits.
Yeah.
There's no stinger.
I'll tell you that already.
Stingers is Marvel, not DC.
I stayed just to be safe, so I could tell everyone else, don't stay. Yeah, there's nothing there.
Oh yeah.
So
I'm like, I could have told you that.
So some other movie news. So I thought this was really interesting. Disney bought the rights for the book series that the Black Cauldron is based off of. And we know that the Black Cauldron, you know, animated movie was made by Disney. And actually, it was a box office flop. They lost.
It's because it was considered too scary.
It was geared towards an older teen audience, and that wasn't really working. But now Disney over the years has changed, and they have all these other franchises. And so they finally have the rights to the book series, and what they want to do is take that trilogy of book series and make it into a live action trilogy of movies.
Huh.
So, and I think that's really cool because Black Cauldron, you know, is a really cool movie. Apparently the Black Cauldron though is that's what the second book is called, and they said that the animated movie kind of takes the first and the second book and puts them together, but that the new live action franchise series will be book one, book two, book three type of movies. And but
isn't that how you do book movies now?
No.
Isn't that the appropriate way to...
No, what? How you do book movies is book one, book two for movie one, movie two, and then book three is movie three, four, and five.
There you go. Well, it's like, whatever happened to just making a film based on a book instead of making a film that is the book? Did Harry Potter ruin us all?
Yeah, no, but
no comment.
Yeah, there you go.
I was just throwing that for open discussion. Come on.
So, some TV Netflix news. Voltron is getting released as a Netflix original series reboot, essentially.
It's more of a... I don't want to call it a reboot. After really looking at this, it's more of a reimagining.
Yeah.
While people are like, isn't that what a reboot is? No, because reboots are typically the same story, same premise with maybe a different director and producer. This is literally, the story is going to be a lot different, even though, yes, it's Voltron, it's going to be the classic, and I form the head, but it's going to be a much more fleshed out, I think, story and concept, it's not going to be episodic necessarily. It's going to be a continuing story.
Yes, exactly. It will be a continuing story, whereas the older series is like, you didn't have to watch.
Well, it's episodic, it's like you cling your hands together and pull out the sword and slice the, Zoid in half, and it's
episodic in the meaning that, like, you could go in the middle of the series and not be lost because it's the same show every single time. So I think that's cool. And the artwork, that they teased for it looks really cool, and so I'm excited. That'll be kind of fun to introduce my kids to Voltron. So that would be kind of fun. I look forward to that.
Yeah, I'm going to get my son to watch it.
Definitely.
My daughter.
I try and get my son to watch shows with me, and he usually asks so many questions about, like, what's going on. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm watching this for the first time, too.
This is new. Yeah, I totally understand that. So some comic book news, big comic book news. DC Rebirth. Which is essentially not a reboot like the New 52 was, but they said that DC admitted that they kind of started straying in the wrong direction.
Now
with the New 52,
you're saying admitted, not omitted, correct?
They admitted. And a lot of the new series, book series, look fantastic. Of course, they'll have their Batman series and their Superman and all the other characters, but all of them are getting, redesigned tweaks of costumes and storylines and everything. And so I'm excited about it. I think it will be really cool. I mean, I got behind the New 52 when it came out, and I bought, I had subscriptions to Batman and the Justice League two, 3 years worth of that.
Not being a comic book guy.
Yes.
It's like I'm meaning that I don't necessarily collect them, but I enjoy them.
Yeah.
The New 52, even from this get-go, to me personally, it felt like it was going to be a short-lived concept because it was just so
everyone
different.
Else, Everyone else thought that too.
You know, and so
now, and now it's been 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Right. But that's overall story concepts and life of comics. 5-6 years is about right for a good fleshing of a story and a finish. But the Rebirth, just from the tidbits I've been able to gather, it feels more like they're like, okay, this is going to be the long term. We're actually going to try and create more of not slow moving, but consistent. And it'll be interesting to see how, if they take it in that direction, because, you know, they're getting more of the traditional comic book feel versus where the 52 is really just like, how extreme can we go, or how different can we go from maybe what we've done before? It was almost like a palate cleanser.
It will be interesting to see. I'm excited. I'll probably pick up
kind of an outside view.
I'll probably at least pick up the Rebirth issue just to see what happens and everything. We'll see. But
I'm waiting for Invincible retelling to come out. Invincible is the comic, superhero comic by Robert Kirkland and Ryan Ottley, and it's just fantastic. It's by far my favorite superhero comic book, and basically the series ended, but then they went back in time, and the hero remembered everything, and nobody else did. And so they're going to reboot
I remember you talking about that, and you talking about that reminded me of an animated series that I started to watch the first episode of, but I haven't finished it yet, where it's the concept of a crime fighter who will jump back in time consistently until he stops the crime from happening. And then continues on until the next crime occurs. Well, the idea is that he runs into this crime that he cannot figure out and jumps back, and inexplicably, instead of going back to where he was expecting, he ends up going back to his 12-year-old self as an adult mind and finds out that he's there to stop the person who goes missing in the future at an early age instead of a later age. And I was like, is the idea is really interesting. I'll report later on how that works out.
Yeah, that's just basically what the comic book was doing. And he would solve problems, and he would, head things off before they happened. And he would negotiate with bad guys to the point where they didn't fight. He was just like talking to them. They're like, oh, I guess you're right.
And there was no epic
fight. Yeah,
you know, that sounds like fun. You'll make sure you give me some information. That sounds like a series I would actually get into.
Man, the whole thing is so awesome. It's I think 120 something issues, and it's amazing.
Is it available digital?
It's available at your local library. That's where I read. That's where I read the majority.
Not my local library.
I will binge. Well, binge read manga. So
you can do interlibrary loans. That's how I got half of them. Because my library only had like one. It had one, and then three and four. I'm like, what? You know, the volumes, they're huge. They're like,
yeah, I hate how that happens.
And so I did the interlibrary loans, and outside of the county, I think it was in the other side of the state, and they got it to me, and that's how basically I caught up on the majority of those comics.
You know, something that my local library does is they do ebook rentals.
Yeah,
that you get like 4 days of a free ebook, and you can just download it instead. And I was like, oh, maybe I can do that. That'd be a good idea.
They do graphic novels for my library, so
cool.
They might have those.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it. Yeah.
So speaking of books, I was really excited about this announcement personally, is that Blizzard has partnered with Scholastic. So, you know, Scholastic book fairs that your kids GoTo.
Oh, yeah.
It's a right. publisher.
I heard that.
It's a publisher, but they have partnered with Scholastic to create essentially a teen novel series called the Traveler series. And what it is about the son, or like the stepson of a very, like, the most famous traveler of Azeroth. And then he goes on this big adventure that he gets thrust into, but he has his stepdad's sketchbook, and he goes to all these different areas of Azeroth sketching things, and like people accept him into their communities because he's just like a kid that's just learning and sketching things. And so it's just, they said it's a good way for people that are very familiar with the world of Warcraft and Azeroth, and they'll get things and they'll be like, this is amazing, this is the book I've been waiting for. But it's also a good introduction, they said, for people that don't know anything, because essentially it's just this fantastical world that this kid gets, that this kid on a journey, on this adventure. And I'm just like, yep, I'm gonna buy those when those come out. I'm gonna buy them.
I know you love the tea.
And I'm gonna read them and enjoy them.
And
how cool that it, and brilliant marketing wise, that they partnered with Scholastic, so all their books are going to be in every single school that does a Scholastic book fair, which is like every school.
Yeah.
Every
yeah, and
elementary
speaking of
school.
Blizzard, they had a World of Warcraft session on Sci-Fi's Face Off.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
They did Illidan.
Well, they didn't do Illidan.
I saw a picture.
That was just a statue.
Oh, was it? Well, I was like, that's
in
good.
Yeah, that was a statue in their foyer or whatever that they announced, hey, we're going to do customs. Well, they did a Draenei, a Worgen, a Troll, a Goblin, and I'm probably forgetting another one.
That's cool.
That's okay.
Was it really cool? Did they do a good job?
The Draenei was good. It won. The round.
Yeah.
The goblin was horrible. Oh. And she got sent home.
Oh.
She got sent home.
That's sad.
What else was good? Oh, it was a Tauren. They're the bull guys. Yeah. And it was great. Really well done. But it didn't look like a Tauren.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
I mean, so he didn't get sent home, but.
He got ripped apart?
No. They all liked it. They just were like. But it's really, really good, but
yeah,
it's not World of Warcraft.
Exactly. So, but no, that's cool. Speaking of other Blizzard stuff, I actually watched a bunch of the Heroes of the Dorm tournament and some of the other regional and international championship Heroes of the Storm stuff. So that's always fun to watch those and just see the awesome teamwork that they do and everything. It's lots of fun.
You know, I was thinking about you know, how Voltron is going to be like on Netflix, and how Netflix has been doing a lot of original content or new content that's specifically their label. And something that I had finally gotten around to watch is Pee-wee Herman's Big Holiday.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's Pee-wee Herman. It's everything essentially classic. It's you know, it's family friendly. It's just, I loved it. It made me smile and giggle the whole time. And so it just kind of brought me back to essentially almost my childhood because of, you know, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
The movies and stuff like that. But if you were ever or had ever considered yourself a Pee-wee Herman fan, I highly recommend it because it's essentially anything Paul Reubens has done. There you go. It's just more the same, but that's kind of what you want, you know, from Pee-wee Herman is, you know, you don't want something way off. You just want that same consistency, and sure enough, you get it.
Yeah.
So, and it has Joe Manganiello. Gosh, see, I hate that. No, but Joe Manganiello is he plays himself in the show. It's so funny.
That's cool.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well,
I just had to throw that out there,
yeah,
just because I
that's fine.
I actually stayed up until like midnight watching it.
It's probably the best time to watch it because you're tired. But
there you go.
One thing, of course, we have to recognize it because it is a big thing that's coming out, is that Oculus Rift is coming to people's hands finally. VR is here, and people are getting it, and they're starting to play games, and it's a... I mean, for me, I'm not gonna...
I will never be able to do it.
Well, and I...
Why?
Motion sickness. It kills me.
Well, they say you don't get motion sickness with it, but...
You know what? I've tried so hard multiple times. Within about 2.5 minutes, I start like sweating.
Yeah. It's like... Well, I'm not. I mean, I can recognize it for being the cool thing that it is, but I want to go to Utah and go to the Void. That's where I want to go, because that's more of an immersive thing. So you have like that mask, you have a vest, and you're walking around a place. You're actually walking around, and you know certain areas.
I don't think they've opened yet.
No, they're just allowing certain people to check it out. But like certain areas, like the temperature will go down, and it starts getting colder when you're supposed to go, or like when you go to an area and like you're opening up like this cryo station thing, and the air bursts out. They actually have air, you know, tubes like blow air on you and everything, like, so it's a little bit more immersive.
Well, yeah, and so when you pick up a gun in the game, you're actually picking up a prop,
yeah,
and it's interactive. Yeah, it's interactive environment. The theme park, I can't think of Evermore. They were going to make the theme park Evermore, which was the Victorian steampunk theme park, which had a lot of fan interest and backing. However, it fell through.
It did, which is sad, because that would have been cool.
It did. They were about to start major constructions, but they backed out of that project and created the Void instead.
Which is
so it's the same company.
Which is
it's the same
which,
company.
Which is also really big. I mean, they've had really big, famous people come, like Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford, and all those people come and do it, and just how they just rant and rave about how amazing it is and everything. So they have some really good publicity going on their side for it. So,
But did they have a website?
Yeah, they have a website. You just go. I think it's like the Void. .com or something like that, but you can go
Google
to
the Void and the see what happens.
Yes.
Okay, Google.
Yeah. All right.
I don't want to say that my phone's
hey,
next.
Siri.
Hey Siri.
Hey Siri.
Or if you have a Microsoft phone, you can ask Cortana.
Yeah, Cortana. Or what's the new Amazon thing? What do you call it? There's a certain name.
I don't know.
It's like. Whatever.
I
can't remember.
I must have missed the Amazon one.
But anyway.
Everybody in their voice recognition interaction. At least it's not Microsoft's Twitter droid.
That's right.
They got taken down after 24 hours.
Well, it
72
started
hours.
the teen something AI like that basically went from, hey, everybody, to, you know, the world.
Like quoting KKK and Hitler and talking porn like a porn star.
Yeah, like people would like post a Twitter towards this AI that
just basically
was designed to interact kind of like a teenage girl.
Regurgitate what
and
she.
It would just kind of learn
her pornographic or hate messages.
And so she would start referring to people like the, calling them daddy and stuff like that, and I'm like, it's amazing. It was almost this thing got trolled within 24 hours and went from a possible experiment to
what were they thinking in the first place of making a teen?
I agree. They were saying, "Oh, we're trying to find a customer service thing." I'm like, no, this has got to be a publicity stunt, because why else would you make that? That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for news. Let's
Microsoft.
Let's go to some geeky trivia.
Okay, who has it?
Ryan's,
you do.
Ryan's in charge.
Okay.
Who do that? You do.
Now, if you are on Twitch, you can watch this, because you're going to need
Twitch
to watch this
or watch
in order
it
to
on YouTube.
Whoa, this is video questions. Interactive trivia, people.
These are going to be pictures, and Michael and Barry are going to look at the pictures and answer the questions.
Okay.
So they go A, B, C, D. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
I see it.
And well, how many questions should we do?
As many as we, until we get sick of this.
Let's go. 1,000. Like 20. Let's go 20 questions.
20 and questions. We'll reevaluate. All right.
All right.
I'll do one. I'll do 20 cards.
Okay.
Which two of these characters have met Watto?
A and D.
D and A.
What? It's A and C. Both of you failed.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Watto. He's the slave trader guy. Durr.
Sorry, I was thinking.
Okay, I just realized who the character was.
We fail.
I'm doomed.
Okay.
Which of these medical procedures takes place on an asteroid?
A.
C.
C.
Oh,
she gives birth.
She gives birth
on
an asteroid. Okay. Yes. I had to think about that because I was like, medical frigate, medical bay, nope.
Okay.
All right. Which?
Which character is still living?
Which three of these characters are on Cloud City when Darth Vader visits?
A, B,
or
A, B,
D. Dang it. A, B, D.
Yep.
Dang
yep.
it. I said C out of just habit. Dang it.
All right.
Whoa, a little close.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay.
That's good.
Which two of these characters speak Ewokese?
B and C.
Oh wait, no, B and C. Dang it!
it's Wicket. Wicket's an Ewok, you silly man.
I said C, but I was just thinking like Chewie. He's hairy. He should know it, right?
All right. Which three of these characters does Darth Vader not kill?
A, D, and
B,
C.
A, C, and D. Dang it.
Yes. Michael, correct.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Because he kills the guy. In the, yeah, he kills Hitler.
Nice.
It's the guy.
Admiral Ozzel.
Yeah. Okay. We have some ships.
Which three ships are seen in The Empire Strikes Back?
ABD.
Sorry. It's a little fuzzy for me. I couldn't see.
Okay. All right, can you see that?
Yes, I know who
so
they
it's
are.
Mace Windu, Yoda, Kit Fisto,
and
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one of these Jedi Masters is seen teaching younglings in the Jedi Temple?
B.
Correct. B. Mike. You are losing, Barry.
That's okay.
All right.
I love it because they're pictures.
We've got Count Dooku, Padme, Jar Jar, and Bail
Organa.
Organa.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these characters is related to Luke Skywalker?
B.
Correct. Barry. Very.
It's okay.
He didn't even say anything. Okay, got it. We have
Geonosis, Endor, Tatooine, and Kamino.
Yeah, got it.
Which three of these appear in Attack of the Clones?
A, C, D.
Oh,
correct.
Dang it. I was going to say it, but he just beat me to it.
Just say it. Just say it.
You can still technically win if you get all of these right.
Oh, okay.
All right. So we've got C-3PO, battle droid, C-3PO, destroyer droid, and probe droid.
Yes.
Yep.
Which one of these droids boasts to be fluent in over 6 million forms of communication? That's a tie.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
We got Luke Skywalker and Bib Fortuna.
Oh,
Leia.
Who's missing in all of these scenes?
Oh, I just told you.
Yeah, yeah. One. I was like,
next. all right. Which one of these scenes take place right before the Battle of Hoth?
C.
C.
Ooh. That was close. I think I'll just give it a tie.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now,
this is fun.
These are also blanked out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which two of these ships transport Jedi Masters?
A, D.
A, D.
You're both wrong. B and D.
Oh, B and D.
B is the Jedi fighter. It looked kind of like a bomber for some reason to me. That's what I was thinking. You know, I thought it was a TIE bomber at first.
All right.
Okay.
Got it.
Which one of these characters executes Order 66?
A.
A, Michael. Let me add up Michael's.
We could just call it good, because whatever.
Michael wins.
Yay!
Can't win, Barry. There's no way you can win. Yeah, if we just do 20, there's just no way.
That's right. Well, honestly, you know,
I loved that it's pictures.
There was a delay.
The picture brings so many memories back.
All right. We'll do one more.
Ooh, okay.
You see one more?
Yeah.
Who of these three are related?
Which two of these characters love Anakin Skywalker?
B and C.
B and C.
Michael's
Padme, too good.
He's just too good. Whatever.
You know, and I don't even claim to be like the Star Wars guy.
This is how many cards we went through.
Which is like a millimeter.
This is how many we can still do.
Well,
which
and
is
like
three.
And there's multiple questions on each card.
Multiple questions. There's
that's cool.
That's a great board game.
Four questions on each, plus match my answer, which is part of the board game, and then it has answer key, which lists the details of the vehicles and the movies that they're in.
You know what they should do? They should make a Star Trek version just like that.
I'm sure
that would
be
cool.
But nobody would buy it.
Oh. Burn.
Well, not until they rebirth the Star Trek world. In,
so this is it.
On TV.
CBS. This is a cool game. In order to kind of up the competition and so people don't get bored of just trivia, it's got a really cool board game. It's a really cool board game.
Cool.
It's a really cool job, board man. Game. What is it called, Ryan?
It's called Pictopia.
Pictopia. Star Wars edition.
The ultimate picture trivia family game. 1,000 questions. No, we're not doing all of that in one episode. No.
Paramore Josh.
No, but it's a good party game.
Paramore Josh in the chat room wants to know who would win in an arm wrestle out of the three of us. The answer is Ryan.
Ryan.
Ryan would
honestly probably due to sheer size, although I think I could give Ryan a good run for his money, but I think he would outlast me.
I would lose.
I would slam you so hard.
I would lose severely.
I could take Barry and John. I have never been
known for my strength, but I am quicker. Yeah.
That's true. He can run. I can't run.
So,
well, I can lift heavy things.
Well, Mike has always been like faster than me. Like we talked about this when we were in sword class. Mike is like faster executing certain moves or
my
faster. Like running. But like I was quicker at my like thrusts and jabs. I was a lot quicker. Huh. Well, not a lot quicker, but I was a little bit quicker.
I just Hulk smash.
That's right, Hulk smash. All right, well that's it for the Closet
Geek.
Let's
not talk about sword, man.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And you can find out all our information at theclosetgeek.net. And you can also follow us on Facebook. We post all of great stuff on there, any geeky related items. And don't forget, next week we will be doing our gaming stream, and you can join me on that, and we'll have lots of fun. And in a couple weeks we will be back again with the Closet Geek podcast for episode 119. And we are the Four Horsemen of Geek. We always remind you to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.